Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Well, we have a very full table today.
We're literally full of fun things
here. I wish we had more of you all that
at
were actually joining us,
us, yes,
at the table, because we have some frosty beverages that we're going to be actually talking about.
Yes.
And we want to taste them pretty soon because we haven't tried them and they're sitting here melting.
Our ice is melting and we want to taste them with you
yeah.
on the air.
So how's that for a setup? So we're talking mocktails today.
Yeah.
The cute word for a non-alcoholic
cocktail.
So if you're asking yourself, why are they talking about mocktails? Mocktails aren't Southern. Well,
we have a reason.
We believe that Southern culture, which is the heartbeat of our podcast, includes Southern hospitality. And one of the most hospitable things that you could do as a host is to be...
Include everyone!
Inclusive of all your guests and all their drinking preferences and... moments and seasons that they're in.
That's right.
And
everybody wants to celebrate.
Right.
And so how do we include those that are not having alcohol?
Exactly.
And there's lots of reasons why people might, for life or just for a season,
True.
Not want to have alcohol.
True.
Maybe you're just pregnant, so it's just
Hello.
That you, for
yeah.
a few months, can't
you
have it.
You just can't. Yeah.
And then you might be ready to have
exactly.
one when you celebrate that birth. But, some people have gone through recovery programs. They've
Absolutely.
Gotten sober. They don't want to dive into the problems that come with that for them if
yeah.
they have addiction. Sometimes it's just for health reasons.
Yeah.
You know, diabetic and you don't want a lot of sugar or whatever that might be.
Yeah.
You may be going through just a detox.
Exactly. Which a lot of people did to reset the new year, the new calendar
That's right.
year. So a lot of people
January detox.
Just did a dry January or
yeah.
they're doing it right now and maybe they did a great job in January and they're like, I think I'm gonna stick with this.
Yeah, I think
so.
I'm
gonna go into February doing this too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people do that every January and July or something
yeah.
where they'll kinda do the detox plan. Sometimes you're just watching calories.
True.
You know? When you're watching calories, I know for me, I don't want to drink a lot of my calories.
That's real. That's real.
Use those for food. And so cocktails can add up fairly quickly
yeah,
if you're
they
drinking
can.
The calories. And then another reason I was thinking about a friend of mine who is in the music industry, and a lot of their parties will go into the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, gosh.
And
probably on a weeknight.
And he's in a business. Absolutely. And he's in a business role. So maybe he does have one or two, but now he's got to continue to mingle and he can't continue.
He's like, I can't hang and keep my job.
So he goes to something like a mocktail after.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not that he's anti-alcohol.
Right.
But within moderation of
right.
how much he should have.
Yeah.
So there's lots of reasons
or
why people want festive drink.
I feel like one of the ones that had the most campaigning around it, you're the designated driver.
Yeah.
So maybe tomorrow night it's a different story,
yeah.
but for tonight
you
need a mocktail because
yeah.
you're driving.
That's right.
So yeah, that's really important. Well, before the word mocktail was even around, I mean, it's been around longer than I've heard it, because I looked it up, and I think it's been around since the 70s.
Okay.
I didn't know it in the
70s. I didn't know it in the 70s.
I don't think I even knew it till last year.
Okay.
Honestly, I went to a wedding, and I was like, mocktail? what's the mocktail bar, you know? But it worked for their particular reception. I just remember anything non-alcoholic was just a virgin.
Virgin Bloody Mary. Virgin you had, margarita.
Right.
Whatever.
I'm like, you had two choices that I knew of growing up before I was even 21 to drink. I knew of
Shirley Temple.
I knew of a Shirley Temple and a virgin strawberry daiquiri.
That's
those were
hilarious.
The two that I knew that could be a possibility to order. Talk about sugar. Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Grenadine and that Shirley Temple. Yeah.
So, anyway, it is a clever way to kind of, you know, I guess, describe what it is, because it's a mock
cocktail.
Mock cocktail.
Yeah, it is a cute name.
But yeah, so we wanted to do this to be inclusive. So
well, should we try
let's
them?
Try some. What do you want? Let's try yours first.
Okay.
Tell me what this is.
So mine is called a cherry basil fizz.
Love it.
And it actually...
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
It's garnished with... is this blueberry?
Cherry.
Oh, that is cherry.
And basil.
Okay. Cherry and basil.
Black cherries and basil. So try it. I haven't tried it.
Oh my gosh, Lainey. I should have gone first because this is going to be better. This is...
So good.
Oh, okay. Link in the okay. show notes, y'all.
It's a good one.
This is
now,
a keeper.
Funny thing is, this was not a recipe for a mocktail. This was a recipe that included vodka.
Okay.
But I left it out thinking, I think this is going to taste good without.
So vodka was the only alcohol it called for?
Yes.
Because a lot of cocktails
will have
all these different, yeah.
So I even think this is something you could make for a party and then give people the choice where you just add in vodka. If
yeah, you,
you want,
batch
or
it
not.
Like already.
Like this.
Done like this.
And
then you've got vodka there.
If they want to add some.
Lainey.
Isn't it good?
Well done.
Okay, so you want me to tell about it?
Yes.
Okay. So with this one, you're making a simple syrup where you put black cherries already pitted in the saucepan.
Okay.
With sugar and water.
Yum. That's
and
why
basil.
It's so good. It is so good.
And you bring it to
refreshing.
A boil. You know,
yeah.
Get that to a boil. Just so you want that sugar to all dissolve.
Okay.
Then you strain it through a strainer.
Okay.
And put it in the refrigerator and
okay.
let it get cold.
Okay.
So that's why it has that strong cherry and basil
it
flavor.
Is so good.
And then it's got kombucha.
Does it really?
Which is a healthy thing.
You guys, you cannot taste the kombucha's... tartness mm-hmm. in this, which is awesome because that
can have a
jolts
kind of a,
my
and it's just plain kombucha, no
palate.
Flavor to
okay.
it. On ice and then garnish it with the cherries and basil.
Dang. Okay, so this is a cherry basil fizz. Did you notice as you were looking into mocktails this week to prepare how important the sparkly and fizziness
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily always important in cocktails.
In a cocktail.
But I could tell in mocktails it really was, so I don't know why that is. Maybe that just is the best substitute, which we're going to talk about some of those ingredients in just a bit, but yeah, I felt like everything was like trying to have bubbles.
Yeah that's true. That's funny. Well, I am just sitting here having a thought too, something that could be a fun thing to do.
Okay.
I for showers before, in fact, one of the showers I had for your wedding, we mm-hmm. did a champagne.
Like a bar.
Bar.
Yeah.
With different syrup.
Build your own champagne. Yes.
That you could put in the champagne with different garnishes.
Yeah.
I bet you could do that with kombucha. Like
yeah.
have some different ones.
Yes.
And this one's, you know, cherry basil. And this
yes.
one's lavender.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just different ones.
Yeah.
And mix it in and
yeah.
make that be festive. Mocktail bar.
I'm very impressed with this.
Good.
Good job.
Well, it doesn't even need vodka. I mean, I guess that would be fine if you wanted an alcoholic, but I think it's wonderful like this.
Thank you for saying that because yeah, people I'm sure are wondering like how much do you miss the vodka, which we've never had this
with vodka,
so we definitely don't miss it, but this is really good.
Yeah. And it's festive. It's pretty. And
it's so pretty.
Busy.
A good garnish that makes it.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to try a second one here.
Okay.
That's in a pretty copper mug.
Oh, and they stay so cold
they
in these mugs.
They stay so
which
cold.
Which is the beautiful thing.
Pulled a real sister move on this one, y'all, because mine that I texted Lainey, I was like, I'm going to make a non-alcoholic Moscow Mule. Do you have club soda? Yes. Do you have copper mugs? Yes. I was thinking, you're probably going, what are you bringing?
What are you bringing? No. I love it.
Okay. So cheers to the non-alcoholic Moscow Mule. So this would also typically have vodka. This would be a vodka based.
Tastes fresh lime juice.
There's a lot of lime juice.
That's good.
That's kind of how you started. As well as ginger beer, club soda, and simple syrup.
I love it.
So the other option I wanted us
that
to try.
That is very refreshing is the word I would use.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay. So now I have this other option that I wanted to have you try.
Okay.
Everything's the same, except in this one, instead of the club soda, I used a LaCroix lime sparkling water.
Oh, nice.
And I kind of like that one better with the LaCroix.
Can I taste both again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to talk about some of this terminology. Okay, so it is confusing to me, at least, when I hear club soda, seltzer water, sparkling water, tonic water. Like, what the heck is the difference?
Yeah.
So anyway, just real quick, club soda, which very common in alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages, club soda is infused with mineral salts in order to enhance its taste and bubbles.
Okay.
So that's, you know, potassium sulfate, like it's bubbly for sure.
Yeah.
Seltzer, on the other hand, is made similarly to club soda, but does not contain any added minerals.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to give it a more true water taste.
Okay.
Okay, so again, club soda, lots of fizz, bubbliness, salty minerals in it. And then seltzer, more water-ish.
Okay.
Okay, so, and then I guess every spring or well contains different amounts of minerals and traces of different elements,
depending
on where
it's from. And
so that's one reason why different brands of sparkling mineral water have different tastes. So I just wanted to mention that too. If you're more of a sparkling mineral water drinker, you may find varieties just based on where it was kind of mined from. And then lastly, tonic water, it seems to have similar types of amounts of minerals as club soda. So I'm talking tonic water now. But the main difference between the two is that tonic water also contains quinine, I think is how you say it, and sweeteners. So tonic water is going to have more calories.
Okay.
So of any of the waters that I just talked about. So anyway, I just thought that might be nice to know.
So it's funny. I don't know that
you don't
I
know.
Taste a ton of dip, but there's something about this that tastes more cocktail.
The club soda.
Club
one.
Soda tastes more cocktail to me. And this tastes more limeade to me.
Well, it is lime flavored sparkling water. So maybe if it was just regular sparkling water.
That might be what I'm tasting is. That tastes more limeade to me. And this tastes more cocktail. But I don't know. They're both good.
I'll put it in the show notes as is because we do like it. We do like the recipe.
I actually prefer it like
And
that.
It's a non-alcoholic Moscow Mule. And, of course, if you've got the copper mugs, make it festive.
It is so
Go
festive.
For it. Garnish it with a lime. Go all the way in.
But those are really, both really good.
Yeah.
And very fun.
I was going to say, I'm not missing alcohol in either one of those because they are, like you said, so pretty and so just good textures.
Well, one of the things that I, you know, in thinking through the different reasons why people want mocktails.
Yeah.
I was looking up some different information and there is a doctor who, at least he used to live here. I think he may have moved to Florida. Dr. Axe.
He moved? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's still here.
Okay. He's big.
He's pretty good. Source for good health and nutrition information. And he, on his website, had like the best and worst ingredients for health in mocktails.
For mocktails. Okay.
So
that's good to know.
If your reason is to detox or your reason is to watch your calories or something, this is something you're going to want to know. So some of the best ingredients you could use would be natural sparkling mineral water.
Okay.
Spices. are good to include in mocktails.
Makes sense.
Just to bring flavor, sure, but not a lot of calorie. Pomegranate juice.
Yes. So nutritional.
Unsweetened cranberry juice.
Okay.
As you know, sweetened juices have a lot of calories.
They do.
And a lot of our mocktails that I looked up have fruit juices, soda.
Uh-huh. Simple
things
syrups.
That are not necessarily healthy.
Yeah.
The acai, is that how you say it? Acai berry juice. Noni juice.
Okay.
Kombucha.
Okay.
Is one of the good things. Green tea.
Okay.
Coconut water or coconut milk.
Okay.
And coconut water is really nice flavor.
It is.
Still, I can see using that in a cocktail.
I can too, actually, yeah.
Pieces of whole fruit or vegetables.
Yep.
Fresh herbs like mint and basil. And citrus peels and zest are all things that are healthy and good to.
Yeah, if I had done a true Moscow Mule here, I would have had some mint leaves also garnishing here.
Yeah.
That would have changed the taste even as well.
I would have that in the summertime here.
True.
Don't have it in the wintertime.
And you would have had basil leaves out in your garden too.
That's right.
In the summer.
Now, some of the worst things for health would be obviously corn syrup and sugar.
Yes. Yes.
Any artificial color or flavor.
Okay.
So this drink that I made is very red.
Yeah.
But that's natural color.
Yes.
There's no color added in that, but it does have sugar in it.
Yeah.
So, tonic water, sweetened juices.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the tonic water had sugar in
it.
He says a lot of people don't realize that it does, but it does.
I wouldn't have known that before this.
Energy drinks.
Yes.
flavored nutritional waters. They call it nutritional water, but when it has a lot of sugar in it, not so great. And then sodas, even diet sodas.
Right.
You know, so when you're looking at things to include in your mocktail, what are your, those are some best
worst ingredients
as far as health.
That's good. One other thing I thought was interesting as I was putting this together is the whole, curiosity I had around ginger beer.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, it's called beer.
Uh-huh.
Is it a beer?
Some of them are
not beer,
but most are not. Is that right?
So here's, okay. So I was like, am I dumb? Is this a stupid question?
No.
So I looked at three blogs. So I just thought I would give you a report.
Please.
First blog I went to, I read the whole thing and I wasn't sure if it was a...
Still didn't know if
it was, and it was long. I was quite frustrated by the end. Second blog I went to, this is a quote. The short and sweet answer to the question, does ginger beer contain alcohol, is not really, in quotes.
Oh, nice. Like, thanks. Still not an answer.
Also not helpful. So I went to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Great source, right? It says, traditionally ginger beer is sweetened and carbonated, usually non-alcoholic beverage, but it is produced by the natural fermentation of like a prepared ginger spice, yeast, and sugar.
Okay.
So
kind of like a kombucha.
In some worlds that could be considered alcoholic, but even the bottle I brought to make this today, it says non-alcoholic on there.
Okay.
So if you're really wondering and you're really trying to stay away, it should say
non-alcoholic
right on the packaging. If it isn't, if it is, I don't know.
Fermentation is a funny thing too.
Still kind of a question in my mind.
When we were talking about fermentation.
Yes.
You know, the kombuchas and the apple cider vinegar with the mother and all these things that are fermented can be funny to, I don't really fully understand all
of
that. But anyhow.
Well, these are great. I like these two.
I do too. And they're very different.
Yeah. Did you find any other like kind of recipes or ones
that
you want to try or have tried?
I did write out, I mean, I found a few that I wanted to mention. One website that I found was literally the website was healthymocktails.com.
Nice.
Now, depends on your definition of healthy because these pretty much all have sugar. So Dr. Axe is not going to think these are healthy mocktails, but
that's like last week's episode that was called Southern with a Side of Healthy, but that was really up to
that
you.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. So I've got actually 5 different ones to
go, girl.
Discuss, okay. Other than the one I made.
I've only got one other one that I haven't made before, but I'm definitely going to try. So I'll let you start.
Actually, I've just got 4. I'm sorry. Well, one's called a lime fizz, and to me, it's similar to what you made, I think.
Okay.
It's, it is...
lime juice?
Lime simple syrup.
Ooh! Okay, so do you think you infuse lime into...
Yes.
I guess you would...
And fresh lime juice. Okay. And club soda.
Okay.
On crushed ice.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And if you want to add in vodka in that one as well.
That
that's
works.
That's what it mentions.
Okay.
That's a Southern Living recipe.
That sounds good. You mentioned crushed ice. I do think ice is important even in your mocktails. We've talked about ice on here before. And
different things need different ice.
You have one of those handy dandy refrigerators that can do cubed or crushed. If we were doing this at my house, that would have looked different as
well. And I think I've mentioned this before, but you know that you can buy Sonic ice by the bag.
Yeah. And I even looked into, as a Christmas gift for you, one of those pellet ice makers, and they are really expensive.
Well, if we ever find one. So, that is something I would love to own.
If y'all got any ones
so awesome.
In your garage that y'all aren't using.
I think that would be a fun thing to own.
I do too.
Because I love that
ice at your house.
So much.
Yeah.
another one I found that is so brilliant to me was called the Southern Pineapple Punch.
Ooh, this sounds nice.
And it reminds me of, you know, my bourbon slush that I've made.
Yes.
And do you remember that I had some extra that didn't fit in the thing I was putting in the freezer? So we had it on the rocks. And you said, oh my gosh, I think I might even like this better.
Yes, I did say that.
This sounds like the one on the rocks.
Okay.
Very similar.
Okay.
So basically it is, it's a little different, but similar. Ginger ale.
I love ginger ale. I love
ginger
anything.
Ale.
I should have started the episode by saying I'm in for mocktails because I like ginger. And that's
in a lot of
what
them.
A lot of them call for. Yeah.
So this is ginger ale.
Okay.
The pineapple orange juice concentrate. You know how
this... Yes. Okay. Frozen. Comes in the frozen section in a can.
Mango nectar.
Okay.
Fresh ginger. And that's it if it's a mocktail.
Okay.
And then if you want to add Southern Comfort.
Hey!
You can add that to have some alcohol.
Okay.
So, that sounds really good to
That
me.
Does sound good.
And you serve it on crushed ice. And so, anyway.
That sounds so good.
That's the Southern Pineapple Punch.
Okay. Before you go on, how are you doing with digesting these mocktails? Because what I'm finding and why I keep turning my head is this fizz is making me need to burp. So anyway, I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, another thing is
saying that
say,
as a, you know, if you're on a date or if you are going to a party and you're trying to talk to people, also take it slow on the mocktailing because you may end up needing to excuse yourself.
Well, I am thinking this one that I made. I love the flavor, but it is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I might even dilute it a little more if I were doing it again.
Ooh, I wouldn't. I love sweet.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
It is so good, though. Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I
no,
just...
No, tell me about the one you found.
If you were wondering why my head keeps turning, that's why. So one of my favorite cocktails is a French 75.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I feel so fancy when I drink it because it comes served in a champagne flute. And it's champagne and gin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good. It's a pretty strong drink. So I found a non-alcoholic French 75. So I was thinking, how do you make that?
Yeah.
Because how do you leave out the champagne and the gin? So I would suggest serving this in a champagne flute to keep with the theme. But this is fresh lemon juice, sparkling tonic water, and a splash of citrus bitters.
Okay.
So it's gonna... It,
I have
this,
orange bitters.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this... It says in the recipe that this has a similar flavor profile.
Okay.
Those are very different ingredients, so that would have to be tested out. This is from alwaysorderdessert.com, which I love that website name. But I would love to make this for a bridal or a baby shower.
That would
especially
be
a baby shower.
Yeah.
because I just really feel like you are in full celebration mode. Yeah. And if your background has been celebrating with a toast of some kind, or you know, champagne toast,
and
or
even the mom to be could participate.
And you cannot do that as the mom to be. So, and I would say even for a bridal shower, there's yeah. so many scenarios that I just said scenarios. I usually would say scenarios. Anyway, it's the fizz water
it's
talking.
The fizz. It's the get club to soda. Your head.
But yeah, I just think this would really make for a good celebratory moment. Option. I did want to mention buying bitters if you're not accustomed to that. Like if you're like, where do you buy citrus bitters? You can find those at like really well-stocked grocery stores. So like different states have more stocking of than we do here in Tennessee. So I would probably suggest the liquor store.
That's where I
wouldn't
go.
You?
Yeah.
So even though it's just, you know, a mix, or I don't even know how you would categorize it. Or a gourmet shop, but not all your grocery stores are going to have bitters.
Yeah, I've never gotten that at the grocery, but
or Amazon, they're available on Amazon. So, yeah, I think probably an orange bitter would be what I would suggest for a citrus.
I want to try that. That sounds
bitter.
Good.
And I will say this before we move off this recipe: this said, buy good tonic water.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a variety of brands. Buy in a glass bottle was what this recipe writer said. So she prefers a brand called Fever Tree.
Okay.
But basically, she was like, you're not spending the money on alcohol.
Yeah.
Do your guests a favor and buy some good tonic
water. I've seen Fever Tree at Kroger.
You have?
I have.
Okay.
I haven't looked for that tonic water, but they have their ginger beer. So I think they do carry that.
And then the last fun thing she does to just put just an extra little fun piece is she puts a rock candy swizzle stick.
That's adorable.
In the flute.
That's adorable.
So that is a non-alcoholic French 75.
That is
so cute.
I'm
making that at some point.
I want to be there when you make it. Yeah, you can do the same fun things with garnishes and things in a mocktail. Same for you know how margaritas will have like salt rims Palomas might have salt rim or even sometimes you'll see sugar.
Yes.
You can do all of that.
All
with
of
mocktails
that. Exactly.
Too. All the fun.
All the
garnishing.
Added touches. Yes. Okay. What else you got?
Well, a couple of others that I found that just sounded good. One was called Ruby Tuesday.
Cute.
And you can probably guess that it has grapefruit juice.
Yes.
Ruby. And it's fresh. Grapefruit juice, which would be so good.
That's good for your body.
With ginger beer.
Okay.
And it's just garnished with rosemary and grapefruit. So just
that
those two
good.
Things. Fresh grapefruit
that
juice.
That would be quick and easy
beer.
To make.
Yeah, and pretty. The coloring was real pretty.
Yeah.
And, that's in a Collins glass with ice.
Okay. What's a Collins glass again? Do you remember?
Kind of like this short.
Short. Like a short tumbler. No, that's not a tumbler.
This is, but...
It is?
Yeah,
okay.
I would call that like kind of a short little tumbler.
Okay.
I'm not great with all my
a Collins
different
glass.
So,
you're so cultured, sister.
And all of that. But, and then another one, this Healthy Mocktails, all of their names were rhymey.
Oh,
kind of names.
Cutesy, yeah.
So this one was Cucumber Slumber.
Okay.
I love cucumber, the flavor of cucumber.
Yeah.
And this is cucumber juice, fresh cucumber juice, fresh lime juice with soda water, and then rosemary and cucumber garnish.
Okay.
That just sounded nice and fresh.
Yes.
And wonderful to me. I had a lot of different recipes on
Well,
that, so.
What I love that we're doing here, because for some reason, every time I hear cucumber, I think of just like a pretty cucumber water, which is also a really nice option to have out for your guests. But we're taking it a step up and saying, no, if it's a celebration, if it's something that you really feel like you're wanting to put... I don't know, that energy into setting the tone of joy and celebration. And cucumber water isn't going to cut it for everybody. For some occasions, yes, great, it works. But there are certain occasions.
That you just want to up the ante.
You
got to
go ahead and make a non-alcoholic cocktail like we're talking about.
So there's a lot of choices, a lot of directions you can go.
Yeah.
I, you know, like to stick with certain things in certain seasons too.
Yes.
So
yes.
To me, you would want to do cucumbers more in the summer.
Right. A lot of this is summer, actually.
Grapefruit is great in the winter.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, as is, yeah, I mean, there's just...
Pomegranates would be fall and winter.
Cherries are more summer.
Yeah.
I made cherry anyway.
Yeah. I love it.
So.
Have you heard of seed lip? All one word.
No.
Seed lip. Okay.
I don't think so. Wait.
So it's apparently...
Is that a brand?
The world's first distilled non-alcoholic spirit.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I ended up on their site one day looking at something.
Well, I had not heard of it
until
digging around on this. And then I heard of it twice. And I was like, so apparently this is a big thing in the mocktail world. So I will say that a friend of my husband's that is many years sober now. This is her saving grace.
Wow.
Okay. So I wanted to say that to say somebody out there that I know has tried this and it has really helped them along. So it launched 5 years ago.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, it's like I said, it's made in England. It's popular.
Wow.
I wasn't familiar with it, but what I think is so interesting.
But it's actually a distilled.
It takes 6 weeks to make.
Okay.
And it involves some sort of process that is above my pay grade. So if you want to look into seed lip, you can Google it. But there's different varieties
of
it.
Is it made from grain? Or what's it made from, do you know?
Why do you have to ask me hard questions? It involves bespoke maceration and copper pot distillation and filtration for each individual botanical.
Okay.
So it's botanical based.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So there was several that I saw, again, on Amazon. If you can't find it elsewhere, go to Amazon. But this girl said that her favorite is the Grove, but she also really likes the spiced one, I think is what she said. So then it was funny because I asked another friend who had been doing a dry January.
Okay.
He'd been going out to all the bars, still ordering mocktails. And I said, well, what were some of your favorites? And he said the Fox Cocktail Bar in East Nashville had some great mocktails. They all included seed lip.
Okay.
And I was like, I know what seed lip is.
You're like, oh, I'm an old fan of this of seed lip products.
So, yeah, I looked at them. And they, you know, but it's zero sugar, zero calories, zero alcohol. That's their sort of tagline. And it's supposedly zesty and complex, and it's citrus forward. And but it's typically served with ginger ale, soda, or tonic.
I wonder, does it come in a bottle like a bottle of liquor?
Like
if you wanted to go buy this,
yeah.
Is that you're buying like a bottle of liquor?
Exactly.
Similar pricing.
Kind of.
I would think.
I think it was like $35 a bottle.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's could be even more than some.
That's true.
For 6 weeks.
Depends on,
you know.
Depends on what your liquor of choice is.
Well,
that might be more than.
If you're buying a $35 bottle, it usually took more than 6 weeks to make.
That's true.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Where I'm like, okay, that's kind of pricey, but it's a special niche thing.
It is.
I'm not saying that's not fair. I'm just.
It is.
Just thinking out loud.
So. Yeah, so she said her favorite was Grove 42, but the spiced is good too.
Okay.
So I think
probably, again, depends on what your flavors you're wanting.
So.
Very
but
cool.
Thank goodness for alternative flavors that are out there for those that have, I cannot go, you know, into the alcoholic trail. So I got to find something that suits my palate.
And that I can still
has that craving fulfilled.
Feel like I'm not missing out.
Exactly.
That's very cool.
So,
well,
anyway.
More and more restaurants are doing things like that too.
Oh, I know. There's mocktail menus.
So funny.
I mean,
it's a thing.
It's no longer just the Shirley Temple. Well, did you have anything
else?
That's
it. I want to try a few of these.
Yeah.
I think this is neat that we've covered some different new ground.
We did. Well, we hope that you guys will try some of these. Let us know if you've got some good recipes on your own, and we will see you here
next time.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.